hella famous. What's up, snickerdoodles? It's motherfucking episode 14, bitches!
You know what, guys? Just stop fronting. You know, you gotta love us because, dude, we're stepping up.
We're fucking famous.
We're getting the fame.
We're getting hella famous.
You guys, we're rolling in so many Benjamins right now because of our fame. Like,
seriously, we actually just took a bath in money. It was weird.
We got an invitation from Oprah.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, hey, you guys want to come on our show? And I'm like, Oprah, I don't know. You like those, like, weird guys like Dr. Phil.
Yeah. We were dip-dip-diving like fucking, like, Uncle Scrooge, like, diving into his money bank, yeah. Dude. But it was all fucking Benjamins.
That's from DuckTales.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
That show is the shit, by the way. Yui, Dewey, and Pooey.
Dewey and Louie.
Fucking.
And Suey and.
Shitty.
Poo Pooey.
Yeah. And those guys. Those little ducks.
Hey, I want to tell you guys a story.
Alright.
This is really disgusting.
Story!
This is a story I was going to tell Neil, but then I told him I was going to tell
him. Oh, shit, yeah, he never told me this story.
Because we were eating?
I've been waiting!
So, you guys, like, the other day...
I've been waiting like the rentals, y'all.
You know, I used to have really bad, like, regulations with my body, but lately I've been shitting each day.
Wait, regulations, like, on your, like, pee and poo and shit like that?
Yeah, like, you used to only, like, poop, like, once every 3 days.
Well, I poop, like, every day.
So now I'm pooping pretty every day.
Nice.
Like, nice, you know, on schedule and stuff, but it's not thanks to fiber, because I really haven't boosted that up, but...
Well.
It's probably due to stress, but,
You gotta poop, y'all, come on.
Poopy.
Get with it, y'all.
So, like... I guess it was after we, like, drank a lot at night, a lot of pasta
and
shit.
Which is, like, every night.
Yeah, every night, because that's what I live on, is beer and pasta.
Yeah.
But, so I go into the bathroom, like, next morning, because I just woke up, well, by morning, I mean, like, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Noon, because, like, you know, I wake up really late and stuff, so whatever.
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 Whatever. Whatever.
But, yeah, this is really bad, because I went into the bathroom, and I'm probably listening to some other people's podcasts, you know, because I listen to a lot of them now.
Yeah.
And, so I was taking a shit, and all of a sudden I realized, like, this smells so bad.
Like a crypt? Because I have crypt farts?
No, I actually started gagging.
You gagged from your own shit?
And then I was like, this smells so bad, so I had to grab the trash can. I actually, like, vomited in the trash can.
So you vomited and shit at the same time?
Because my shit smelled so bad.
You vit.
Vit. Not quite a shark.
You shamated. Which sounds a Hebrew.
But seriously, And I was also smoking a cigarette, and I was like, I can put this shit down. Like,
oh my god, dude.
I was like, I'm smoking on the toilet, as usual. And, like, I'm like, oh god. And I was like...
Dude, you vomited shit.
I was like,
shit. Oh
fuck. And I was like,
that's amazing,
this is
dude.
The most disgusting thing ever.
I'm glad I finally got to hear that story, y'all. That's a fucking killer story.
And now everyone's stopped listening to the podcast.
Yeah, everyone's gonna... You guys are not gonna like that.
I can't listen to this over breakfast anymore.
Yeah.
Because
you are listening to this eating your Nova and lox and bagels.
It's kind of ironic since we're supposed to talk about how famous we are.
Yeah.
So
that's not really fame oriented.
We're not fame anymore. We lost our fame.
Now fuck that. We're fucking famous.
We're famous.
Fuck it. We're totally famous. And so, speaking of fame.
Fame.
Charmed.
My segue, douche.
Fuck you, douchebag.
Anyways, yeah, Charmed. I've been watching a lot of the old episodes lately and.
Charmed is awesome.
Like, the end of season 3.
If you don't like Charmed, I'll stab you in the fucking neck, dude.
I was watching the end of season 3 because I was thinking that's when Prue died officially.
Which is good because Shannon Doherty sucks.
Well, she was just a bitch, but I still love her because, you know, she's a bitch and I'm a gay. And so we love bitches. But,
gay love bitches.
We love bitches. But anyway, so, like, I'm watching this and I'm like, dude, Shannon Doherty was the only character alive at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Of season 3. And I was like, and I was so pissed off because back in my day when all I watched was Charmed as a kid, you know, in high school and stuff, because that's all I care about. I cared about that in Roswell.
Which is in Roswell.
Two amazing shows. But, Katherine Heigl, she got her start. But, fuck Grey's Anatomy, man.
I don't even watch fucking TV.
By the way, she said she wants a sex tape, so if you want to help her out with that.
Yeah, we're not.
if you're hot.
Pass that shit out. I just watched The Deadliest Catch, y'all. Y'all know about that show, the crab catching show?
On the Discovery Channel.
Fuck yeah, dude. That shit is hardcore like a motherfucker.
It is hardcore, but I think those people are whack. I mean, you know, they got a reality show, so that pays for more than their catch does, but whatever.
Yeah.
The Deadliest Reality Show.
Dude, those people are catching crabs.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
They're on the Bering Sea with those Bering Sea whores catching crabs.
It's like, you know, not using a condom when you have oral sex and you're like, gonorrhea of the throat. You're like, man, my throat itches. I must have gonorrhea.
Speaking of seafood.
What?
I'm saying, speaking of seafood.
Well, I didn't finish the Charm story.
Well, finish that shit.
But, like, end of Charm, season 3, which is when Shannon Doherty officially leaves, I, like, had to immediately download, like, well, season 4 start off, because that's when Shannon Doherty died.
Spoiler alert, she's dead.
Season 3, like, 5 seasons ago. By the way, whoops, Shannon Doherty's dead for 5 whole seasons.
Bitch dies.
In case you were missing out. Whoopsies. But, yeah, so I was watching that shit, and I was like, Shannon Doherty's supposed to die, but she's, like, the only living character at that point. Really, sort of, but, like, so, I'm downloading the start of season 4 because that's when Paige comes into play, which is Rose McGowan, who's sexy.
That booty. What?
That pale skin.
You saw her, she went to the, whatever, those some award show, and she was wearing, like, nothing, but, like, you could see her booty and shit.
Well, she knows, she's hot, she can do what she wants.
And her titties, and there goes my official titties for the show, y'all.
Unlike myself, I can't show what
titties
I want.
Titties for the show.
Neil's been missing on his titties for the past few episodes.
Yeah, I've been slacking off on my titties, y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize. I know you guys missed that shit, so.
You can't neglect the titties. You gotta, like, you know, caress them and.
Treat them
know,
like an ice cream cone.
Lick them and give them some, like, blow across. They get, like, all hard and shit. And
blow on them, like.
And, like, you know, you gotta be like. Tickle, 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 tickle. Like, you know, twisting shit.
Tuning into Tokyo.
But yeah, so the end of season 3 is pretty much the same as the series finale, you know, in the 8th season, because it's like, everyone's dead, except for one character, so therefore, that's how you go.
Did she go back in time to save people?
Well, I don't know, I haven't watched the 4th one yet, well, don't ruin it for me.
Alright, fine.
But the
then.
Finale, you know, the series finale, they did that shit, so yeah. But, you know, they haven't done that yet, and they could have before.
They should have called the series finale just Bitches Back in Time. That would have been awesome.
They'd been like, we're hot, we're gonna kick some ass.
Hot ass bitches back in time.
But yeah, it's probably the best series finale ever was Charmed, because they actually wrapped up every single
that
thing they could have wrapped up.
That was the shit, y'all. Y'all should fucking, like, y'all are fucking off point if you're not
Poser
watching
alert! They'll seem like 3 episodes. 2 of them were, like, the last 3.
I've been watching the reruns of Charmed on the weekends when it comes on.
Well, congratulations. Wasn't that awesome?
Congratulations to you, ass face.
Shut up, dick face.
Shitcock.
Cunt hole.
Butt. Dick.
So this is a stutter.
I failed at that one, folks.
But yeah, we're trying to segue into something else I said. Like,
I was segueing into seafood, which kind of has to do with the
shitting
poonan.
And vomiting. I'll poon on.
But sushi.
I poop in a vagina sometimes. That's hot.
Oh!
Girls like it when I can feel it all the way.
Heyo!
But, yeah.
But you got some sushi recently. We're big sushi fans.
Yeah, I
we
like
are.
Sushi.
I love that shit.
Mariah's not here with us right now. As about my tongue. But,
because she's a dumbass.
She's out of having a party, but. So, like.
I hope you heard I said that, Mariah. You're a dumbass.
She doesn't listen unless she's part of it.
That's true.
You know, because she's a douche like that.
Sweet, I can totally get away with that then.
Hell yeah. So, Mariah and I tonight, we go out. She calls me and she's like, are you kind of hungry? And I'm like, kinda. And she's like, do you want to go get some sushi or something? I'm like, hell yeah.
Hell
yeah. And she
yeah.
was like, that's the best direction I could hear. And that's downplayed. She was really excited. I said, hell yeah.
Some of that unagi. Want some of that eel.
Some of that sashimi. I did have an eel roll. That's what I was talking about.
But like, eel roll is my fucking favorite.
It
oh.
was like some sort of like eel dragon lord roll, whatever they called it.
Yeah, like, you know, Super Saiyan Dragon Ball Z roll.
Because this was a high class, you know, restaurant we went to because it was called Wasabi.
Oh, that's wasabi. I haven't been to Wasabi yet.
Wasabi was pretty good. Like, yeah. Mariah used to work there, so she was like, yeah, the owner, the guy who like makes the sushi, he's pretty much a douchebag, but he makes some awesome kick-ass sushi. And
on,
so,
right
like,
on.
We get, like, Philadelphia rolls, and she got, like, the Malibu roll, and I got the eel dragon lord roll, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And,
Dragon Ball Z.
Like, it came out, and we both, like, the first one to come out, of course, the Philly roll, because it's easy to make. So we both, like, split that, and then I got my eel roll, and the first bite, I was like, oh, sushi-gasm. It was the best sushi.
Sushi-gasm!
Best sushi I've had in my life.
Nice.
And then her Malibu roll, which instead of using seaweed, they use soybean something, curd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, like, when I bit into it, I was like, this is what it would taste like if I lived in Malibu. Because
that's what it would taste like if you lived in a shitty, self-effacing town.
Yeah, because, like, it was all, like, it had a high-class taste. I don't know if you can describe high-class taste, but it did. And it was very clean-tasting.
Was the aftertaste total ass?
No.
Because I figure that's what Malibu's aftertaste is like.
The aftertaste. The aftertaste was, do you like feet? Do you like cheese? I think in a minute we're going to play you.
The aftertaste was, do you party?
Kevin Federline perfume. I'll play that in a second.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, dude. Well, we can rock that.
Yeah, because we don't know who it is. So yeah, they fuck can't it. See
we
us.
Don't care, dude.
It's short. But yeah, it was the cleanest tasting
it was the cleanest tasting shoes I ever tasted, because I got the shoe fetish,
those
y'all.
Shoes are awesome.
I get to sniff that
But yeah,
because
you know Malibu's all about where all the rich people live, like, Brad Pitt has a house there, Britney Spears has a house there, anybody has a house in Malibu for some reason.
Do you think Robert Urich has a house there?
Robert Urich? Who's Robert Urich?
Robert Urich.
He's
just a hero, man.
What?
Let's drop it.
Well, I'm dropping it.
Drop it like it's hot.
Ow. But,
ooh, it hot. It hurts.
I got a burn. So, yeah, so that stuff. That was some awesome sushi. Rock out wasabi restaurant.
Yeah.
And by the way, instead of, like, their like, sign, I laughed to myself because their sign says wasabi, but above, like, the S and the A, it looks like a bad, like, I don't know, like, chinky stash.
Fu Manchu.
That's supposed to be, like...
Fu Manchu mustache.
It's supposed to look like the top of, like, some kanji characters, but it looks like a fucking, like, chinky mustache that's all,
like... when do we not fuck up Asian culture in America?
Exactly. And even though it's owned by all Asian people.
Yeah. Seriously. But yeah. Oh. All right, I think we should break into a little segment. A little seg.
Here's one of our new segments, guys.
Appropriate moments to...
Flame out!
So the gay within me has to embrace itself with appropriate moments to flame out.
Flame out!
One of the funniest times to flame out is when you're driving your car and all of a sudden you get this bout of road rage and you want to be the whole straight man that's like, I want to slit your throat, I'll pull up my gun, I'll rearrange you and be like, oh my god, go faster.
Motherfucker, go faster, bitch!
But it's so much more fun if you just flame out and like, oh my god, I cannot deal with this. It's like, oh my god, there's a fucking red light. Oh my god, I can't deal with this.
You still have your, like, turn signal
and then,
on.
And then it's like, finally it's a green light and you're like, oh my god, can you go faster? Honk, honk. You're going so slow, it's a green light. You must go faster. Oh my god, I can't deal with this. Oh my god!
And that's flaming the fuck out.
And that's flaming the fuck out with really rage. And then you're like screaming and honking your horn and being like, go, bitch, go! Because you're not some Asian lady in front of you.
That is mad appropriate to flame out, too.
It's so appropriate to flame out. The other time that's appropriate to flame out is when you're looking at your nails and you're like, you know, they're getting kind of long, you know, whatever. But more than long and more than dirty, they're getting kind of jagged. Because last time you cut them, you didn't cut them quite smoothly. And you're like, I need my emery board. Where the fuck is my emery board? Oh my god, where's my emery board? Oh my god, I need my emery board. My emery board.
Where the fuck is it?
They're throwing shit everywhere. They're like, I need my emery board. God damn it.
Hello?
God damn it, I need my emery board.
I need my fucking emery board.
And I still haven't found it, by the way.
You should still be flaming out then, dog.
Well, there's only so much flaming I can do.
That's
and then I'm
true.
Like, whatever.
That's true.
I'll just, like, use my teeth.
And then there's the final...
The final appropriate moment to flame out
is if you're Johnny Storm of the Fantastic Four.
Hell yeah. Okay, so...
That motherfucker, he should have said something different, because he says, flame on.
But, like, okay, listen, in Fantastic Four, you all saw that shit with Jessica Alba and all that stuff, but, like,
Michael Chiklis flame thing, the shield.
And instead of, like, you know, the flame guy, what's his name? Like, Johnny Storm?
The Human Torch.
The Human Torch.
Johnny Storm, the Human Torch.
Instead of him being, like... Imagine this, not everywhere.
Flame on!
Flame on. He should have been like, oh my god, flame on!
Flame on!
And then, like, he bursts into flames, and he, like, flies around and does his thing, and he twirls a lot.
Maybe he makes some spirals and pinwheels out of flame.
And then he's like, okay, guys, just imagine this, flame. And it's like, just everywhere. And he's like, twirl!
And you know he would be doing, like, pirouettes and all of that sort of shit.
And grand jetés and pas de bris, all those ballerina steps that are sexy. But, you know...
Sexy.
The gays here aren't complaining because he was very hot anyway. We're like, yeah, we'll imagine that everywhere. Everywhere naked. So, you know, whatever. That was fun. So, you know, but seriously, do you guys not think that it would have been a much better character if he were gay and flaming his ass out?
That'd be amazing. Being
like, flay on!
And well, I mean, like, Mr. Oh, Fantastic, yeah. That guy can stretch anything. Like, he should have like stretched his shit inside of...
The Invisible Girl.
Maybe more Johnny Storm, perhaps.
Maybe so.
But not the thing. Because that guy's got a dick made of rock.
Yeah. Was it Stretch? Oh, the Stretch guy was really hot, too.
Stretch Armstrong.
But, you know, but of course we all love Julian McMahon. Who played the evil character, and he plays so many great things. Like in Colin Charmed, who was also Balthazar.
Balthazar.
And he was, like, the source for a second or something? I don't know.
Something.
But, like, but yeah, so that's enough of the hot flaming talk.
Yeah.
So, we're done with that. Doo-doo.
We can
let's rock our first song.
Alright, yeah, we're gonna play our first song.
Here's another reason why we're famous, because our first song
is by a relatively famous band
called Shiny Toy Guns, okay? And Shiny Toy Guns, if you haven't heard them, you're about to, and you should. Because, like, when I'm at work, a lot of times I'll listen to a lot of bands and stuff. Cigarette puff. And one of the things I listen to on Pure Volume is that I set up my player to play a lot of Shiny Toy Guns. Because Shiny Toy Guns, they're amazing.
And I had never heard these motherfuckers before Daniel played them for me, and I was like, this shit is tight.
So, like, I listen to it, and every song is its own individual song. Like, their genre doesn't fit a genre because every song's different.
Yeah, they're very diverse.
So, I'm like, listen, you guys, I love you. We have a podcast, can we play you? And they send us a song.
They're going to send us another song, so we may play them again.
Yes, because they're awesome as hell.
Yeah, I would be much more than willing to play them a second time on our podcast.
And the song they sent us is Starts With One. And this is Shiny Toy Guns with Starts With One, and I hope you guys really enjoy this kick-ass fucking song. So here you go.
Starts with one, I can feel. Now there's two eyes.
So good.
Good.
Listening to that, knowing they let us play it on our podcast, makes me feel like I was at a live concert.
Dear Tim James, thank you so much,
thank
sir.
Thank you so much,
Tim James. We so much appreciate that.
And, like, was it Tim James? Tim James.
Mm-hmm. Tim James.
Tim James, okay. By the way, I don't know their names yet.
Sir,
but
was,
I just know that
thank,
I love
thank
the music.
Very much. That was
and
wonderful.
I felt like I was at a live concert privately just for me, and I cried.
We took pictures of ourselves rocking out, and you'll see them if you subscribe.
Because,
so.
You know, that song, hell yeah, deserves a rock out. You know what else deserves a rock out? This new segment.
New segment, y'all.
Here we go. Rock out to this.
Short poems about hot girls. So, I work at a craft store, and a lot of sort of really...
Michaels.
A lot of really sort of pretty girls come in there a lot to get stuff framed or to make... birdhouses, whatnot.
Their own take-home vibrators.
Perhaps. But I like to I like to scribble poems, and so these are a couple of poems about a couple of the girls that have been in the store recently, and this goes out to you, ladies, because I love you. First one. This poem is called Dreadlocks. Dreadlocks. Perhaps inappropriate on a white girl, but your rosy cheeks... make me want to give you the employee discount. Poem number two, called Capri Pants. Capri pants and glasses, your olive skin, examining the expensive paintbrushes. Let's varnish our oil acrylic love together. And poem three, beads. You like beads. Can't say I do, but your booty is crafty. Let's scrapbook together, mixing stickers and stationery. Can I dry mount you?
How exactly is a booty crafty?
Oh, it can be crafty in many ways.
Well, I do want to mention the beads, because...
The beads.
Because we like to play drinking games here at Casa del Billy Delicious.
Yeah.
So...
We play some pretty intense drinking games.
Like, you know, we decided to play Truth or Dare, which is a fun game for you guys to play. You want to spice it up a bit instead of playing Truth or Dare, because, you know, Truth or Dare, you get, like, to pick Truth or pick Dare. It's all stressful. Yeah. Pick a deck of cards.
Yes.
And then it's like, hey, Neil, Truth or Dare. He flips over a card. If it's red, it's Truth. If it's black, it's Dare. No choices there.
No destiny. No choice.
For all of you. You're for stuck. All of you who are indecisive and can't make up your minds.
Which is a lot of you.
Which is me. The deck of cards is your savior, which is why I prefer this method. But, yeah, so Neil got a dare last night, and I was like, Neil, I dare to eat these beads.
And pretty much, like, as we've learned from earlier episodes of the show, I'll do a lot of crappy stuff for not much of anything.
So I had all these beads in my, like, stash, because I keep beads in case I feel crafty. And then Mariah broke her necklace from England... that cost 20 pence, and it had, like, 5 million beads on it. So, like, we put all the beads in one part of my stash. So Neil ate all these UK beads.
Yeah, so let's just say I have a lot of the UK in my tummy.
Have you shat them out yet?
I don't know. I haven't pooped since I ate them.
I hope it's bedazzled.
But, yeah, I think I'm gonna have bedazzled poop.
I hope so. But Mariah's is even worse, because Mariah got the same
she
dare.
She ate even more beads than I did.
Yeah, she was all pussy about dares until we finally broke down. It's like, fine, Mariah.
Oh, God, she was such a wuss about it.
And then, like, we gave Mariah, like, Neil gave Mariah, like, 20 million beads that were, like, my blue beads.
Like, a handful.
From America's Walmart. And they cost me all of, like, a dollar for, like, 5 million.
Because at least I ate classy beads.
And so he gave Mariah, like, a handful, which was probably, like, a tablespoon. But by a tablespoon, it included, like... 20,000 beads.
That was a lot of beads.
Because they're so small. So, I hope Mariah's even got, like, the best bedazzled blue poop
ever.
Yeah,
she's gonna have blue, shiny poop.
I hope so. I wish I would have eaten beads.
Speaking of poop.
Grammar.
Real quick.
Whatever.
I like to buy, like, single... Like, because, like, certain grocery stores will make, like, meal packages.
For your pooping needs.
For my poop needs or your hunger needs. Oh, and that. I don't like to cook at home, like, as much anymore. I used to do it a lot. I don't do it so much anymore. But so, the other night I went to a grocery store I enjoy. Let's just call it the Teeter.
The Teet.
The Teet. The Withered Teet. And I bought some quesadillas, some chicken and cheese quesadillas, and I was totally hyped about this because, like, I was going to go home and watch Sin City and munchie on some fucking tight-ass quesadillas, and I was totally hyped about this. So I'm scruffing them down, and they're, like, the first one, like, the first two pieces of quesadilla were totally great. I was like, this is awesome. My taste buds are dancing like angels. But then I got to the third piece, and I ate it. And it was ultra heinous. Like, it was villainous.
Like an ultra
heinous. It was scandalous.
It was a chicken butt.
And so about 2 hours after I eat these things, I'm still watching some of Sin City, except for a couple breaks. Yeah, I hear my tummy making grumbly noises.
They're gross.
And then I pooped water.
Ew.
Like, yeah, it was like poo water.
You know what they call it in layman's terms? Diarrhea.
Yeah. It was bad. It was bad. So I don't... Watch out, y'all. Watch out for quesadillas on the free market.
With El Pollo. Actually, El Pollo. La Poulet, if you're in France. If you're in Spain or Mexico or any other Caribbean country. El Pollo. El Pollo quesadilla.
And if you're in Latin, it's the Herculean Pupius.
Or if it's in Greek, it's...
Alright, I think you should give these motherfuckers the recipe. The reci pizzle.
Okay, so part of me is a great cook and part of me is a big experimentalist.
Like, Daniel makes dishes out of nothing. It's kind of ridiculous because they're usually really amazing.
It really is. But this dish is not so amazing. This dish is me being like, alright.
Is this a desperation dish?
This is a dish being like, I want poached eggs. I don't have any bread.
Okay.
But I did have some tortillas. So I made me some poached eggs, and I was like, yeah, poached eggs. And they actually turned out pretty good, because I looked online to find the perfect poached egg recipe. You should listen to the internet, by the way. Google tells
you. Not always.
Google tells you all the answers. So, like, I did, the perfect poached egg thing. Wasn't exactly perfect, but it was pretty damn good. And, I made me some poached eggs, and I was like, I don't have any...
How do you make poached eggs?
You boil the water, you turn the hot water off the burner, and you put the egg in it, and it kind of, boil cooks itself into, this little, capsule of yummy.
And then what do you do with that?
You put it on bread.
You put it on bread, okay.
But I had no bread or toast or whatever.
You had no bread.
Mainly you put it on toast, but I had none of that. All I had left were, two tortillas that were half dried out, thanks to Neil, because he doesn't close up my tortillas when he makes quesadillas.
I'm sorry.
But,
I did last time.
Yeah, you did. But, these weren't that dried out. But then, I microwaved the tortilla for, 10 seconds, because that makes it all nice and fluffy and, new. And, so I took, a cup, and I, twisted out, cookie cutters, all these little circles of, tortilla. And so I had, 9 of them from one tortilla. So I put them, on my, in my broiler on a cookie sheet, and then... Before I put them in the broiler, I got my pan hot in the broiler itself, and I pulled it out, and I put, the tortillas down, covered them with cheese, and put them back in the broiler, and they puffed up, and they were, cheese crackers.
Mmm.
It was great.
And then you put the poached eggs on them.
And then I had the poached eggs that I ate with them.
Yeah.
That was me being very anticlimactic, because that was a pointless recipe.
But we came up with a name for it.
It's called
the Golden Olympian Discus. So, if you guys ever want to make those, you can make Daniel's Gold Olympian Discus. And,
it's probably more appropriate for, appetizers for your parties.
Yeah,
I know you guys love having dinner parties.
Well, some of you probably do.
I'm sure we'd go great with some roasted bell pepper hummus.
So, do you want to rock the second song?
Yes, we definitely need to rock our second song.
All right, this song is from a band from New York, and they are called Coco Rosie. And we've become big fans of theirs. They're great. They're really good.
And everyone knows about them, I bet.
Apparently, yeah.
And if you don't, then you should.
Yes. And this song's called Terrible Angels, and it's fantastic.
It's their best song they have on MySpace.
Yeah. But this rock, Coco Rosie, we really love you. And we love to have you on the show.
We're proud to represent the Coco Rosie.
Yeah. So here's Coco
Rosie. Here you go. At number 3 on the top 10 countdown. Terrible Angels by Coco Rosie.
Woohoo! Thank you.
just terrible, then why do you welcome them? If every angel's terrible, then why do you welcome them? If every angel's terrible, then why do you welcome them? You said, you'll provide the bird bath if I provide the skin now. Bathe on in the moonlight, I'm to tremble like a kitten. His hip, those little brighter sons, they got angelic tendencies, like some boys tend to act like queens. If every angel's terrible, then why do you watch her sleep? Love to hear her sing, purple eyes like rings, and the flowers have no scent, and the child's been miscarried. Just terrible, then why do you welcome them? If every angel's terrible, then why do you welcome them? If every angel's terrible, then why do you welcome them? You say, you'll provide the bird bath, yeah. I provide the skin, then bathe on in the moonlight, I'm to tremble like a kitten. All the same, Rainbow never paid him no mind. Jimmy Morrison had his elevators, his elevators. He had his elevator angel. And if every angel's terrible, why do you hide inside her? A child in a skirt, the supermarket is loud and bright, and boy, don't she feel warm tonight? Boy, don't she feel warm tonight? Boy, don't she feel warm tonight. Sounded like an angel and she cried.
I just want to say that lately it's become harder and harder to find good music that Neil hasn't sucked their dick. And
fuck you.
And so, like, lately I've been trying to find stuff that we both fall in love with, like, instantly.
Yeah, because we have very differing tastes in music, so it's hard to find a common ground.
Regardless of how eclectic I am. So, you know, when we find music now that we put on our podcast, it means it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to Coco Rosie and Shiny Toy Guns.
Yeah,
and
you guys are awesome.
More like congratulations to us for getting some Shiny Toy Guns.
Yeah.
And, so, like, instead of doing the podcast music show thing, music safe podcast stuff, blah, 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 music.podshow.com, we've been doing MySpace, and that's where we got this stuff.
Yeah.
And,
a lot of good shit there.
Some good stuff we found there, so... And we heard we can download, if you can download it from MySpace, you can play it on your podcast, so don't sue us.
Yeah.
That's what we did. And we couldn't download Shiny Toy Guns, but I did message them and they said, yeah. Okay, so.
So, we got a voicemail.
We're famous again.
We gotta.
We have of our 20 million voicemails we got. This is one that we want to play you guys.
We got a voicemail from one of my really good friends in New York, Maurice.
He's a total stranger. We don't know who he is. His name is Maurice, apparently, and this voicemail is just biggity whack, but no, we like it.
But Maurice has been spreading the word about After School Special around New York, and we're really happy. I'm really happy about that. I don't know about Daniel.
Yeah, when I first heard this voicemail, I was like, what the hell is this guy's deal? And I was like, wait, he must have been Neil, because he shouted out to him.
Yeah.
So I was like, Neil, you know this guy? He's like, yeah.
Maurice works at a bar in Brooklyn called Trash, so if you guys are ever in Brooklyn and you see Trash, go in there, tell Maurice you know me, and you might get a free drink. So
maybe
tell
him you heard his voicemail on After School Special.
Yeah, but this is a really nice voicemail, so here you go.
Yo, what's up, bitches? This is Maurice Johnson. I'm wasted right now. I just sang some Robert Palmer during karaoke, so Simply Irresistible. You guys remember that motherfucker? He had a Pepsi commercial with some girls in white dresses. Anyways, I'm just calling to say that I think you guys are assholes for no particular reason other than. You know, you're from North Carolina, people from North Carolina, like myself, like other people from North Carolina, like Danny Marquez, my roommate, we're all assholes, just true. Not mean assholes, just assholes in the sense of, like, you know, what guys said that just sometimes suck, but a lot of times it's cool. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you suck, because I don't think you suck, because I don't think I suck, but, you know, did I mention I was wasted? I hope I did, if that's what this message is all about. It's about me being wasted in the space at 4:20 in the morning, because I ain't getting laid. So I'm taking a 4:20 in the morning. I thought it was bulletin had a number on it, so I decided to call it. So yeah, so that's all I'm saying. So yeah, I hope you're doing good. I know you're coming up here to New York City in a few weeks, and I want to see you get drunk and get wasted and leave messages. See, this is what you can leave messages for yourself that are just as fucked up. You see, nothing. I'm not even going to continue. I'm just done. I'm done. All right. I hope everyone's doing all right. After School Special is my shit. I don't know the other dude that does it, but he seems cool too. I like his picture. He looks like a homeboy, and Neil's picture's hot with the hat on and all that stuff. So good night. Oh, by the way, I saw titties tonight. Mad titties. Bye.
That's right on the shit.
Apparently, Murray saw mad titties that night. That's what he dropped the titties for me.
Yeah, but you already did that titty shit.
Yeah, he dropped another one, so that'll make up forever.
It's ultra titty.
Yeah, ultra titty. Ultra. Super Sentai Ultra Shitty.
Super Sentai! Is that Dragon Ball Z shit?
That was that Power Rangers shit.
They have what?
Remember? They say that? No, remember the Super Sentai shit?
Super Hentai.
Oh god. Hentai. Lord have mercy. But yeah, I guess we should close it out.
Well, we're famous in the voicemail world, so we can close you out with some clips from Naughty Karate representing, so.
Yeah.
We'll end it with that. So, here you go, guys. The end.
Hey, Naughty Karate, what's up? This is Neilium from, I don't know, you probably know us from the podcast, After School Special. I'm here with my boy Daniel. I was calling because we're listening to podcast number 36, and you were talking about City Chicken. And I grew up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and Portage, Pennsylvania, and we totally ate on some City Chicken. My dad's favorite thing ever, actually. But yeah, I also wanted to mention that I grew up in a very small town in Pennsylvania called Portage. And I actually grew up in a funeral home. And it was very weird.
I just wanted to do an on-the-spot rap song about...
It's not on the spot. I've been thinking about it for years.
All right, ready? We're going to shout out to all these people. Okay, a one, a two, a one, two, three. Mike P, thanks for calling. And Chris from Veal Chart. Amber, you're hot and sexy and stuff. Jamie's mad jealous because I talk about you all the time. And Shelly sings Borderline.
You're praying with my heart. Sin is what you've done when you make my love come down. If you want me, let me know. Baby, let it go. Honey, don't fool around. And just try to understand, I've given all I can, cause you got the best of me.
Ooh, we know you people call us, but we don't want your shit. We don't want it, psych. We want it.
Yo, 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 yeah, yo, yo. And yeah, Ben and yeah. Joe from iHeart Snack Show. And Tom Shad singing about NK Vision Foe. And we got Holly wondering about Naughty Karate and Karate and Potty and Roddy and Dottie and Lottie. Got booty, goody, got booty. a looby to tooty, ya booty gooty gwatoo. After school show, after school show, after school
we don't
show
want
special.
Show. After don't be calling us no more. No more, more.
But after school special does want your calls.
We want them all.
Thinking out of karate.
Thanks. But, thanks, Kyle and Jamie. We love you guys.
But yeah. So, we don't want your calls, but here's some Kevin Federline perfume for you.
Have you ever met a guy and wondered what might happen? Thought about the possibilities? Asked yourself, what if? Hi, I'm Brittany. What's your name? You smell like feet. Beef and cheese. That's so hot. He's got no job. Here's my account number. Are those Marlboro Reds? Let's get some Cheetos. And chain smoke. Sideways Yankees hat. That armpit stained wife beater. I think he's sexy. He hasn't showered in weeks. Or seen his kids. Deadbeat dad. I think I'm falling for him. Did he just climb out of a dumpster? He can't keep his eyes off of me. Or my ATM card. Close your eyes. What's that smell?
Federline, the newest fragrance from Britney Spears.
You're stinky.
Available at trailer parks everywhere.